Welcome to the latest Callan Buttcast. Today our mission is unpacking the Callan blog post titled Risky Business 2026, Callan Update on our famous pie charts.
Yeah, it's a great piece of research.
It really is. And for those of you managing to find benefit plans or nonprofits, maybe sovereign wealth funds, you know that balancing act is constant.
Right, you're always trying to hit those strict target returns without taking on disastrous risk.
Exactly. And the hook today is a big one. To achieve the exact same returns today that you did 30 years ago, your portfolio must be fundamentally more complex and significantly riskier.
I mean, that's just the reality we're dealing with now. The landscape has transformed so much since the mid-90s.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because back in 1996, if you were targeting a 7% nominal return, you only needed a 6% allocation in return-seeking assets like stocks.
Just 6%.
Right, just six. The rest was perfectly fine sitting comfortably in bonds. But by 2026, that requirement has skyrocketed to 63%.
What's fascinating here is the nuance when you adjust for those mid-90s conditions.
Like the higher inflation back then.
Yeah, exactly. Callan ran the numbers for a 5% real return just to make it an apples to apples comparison. And even adjusting for that higher inflation and the higher yields of 1996, today's institutional investors still need to stomach almost twice the volatility.
Twice the volatility for the exact same real return.
Right. And that is despite our prevailing 10-year inflation assumption being 100 basis points lower today.
Wow. But here's where it gets really interesting because 2026 is actually a massive improvement over recent years.
Oh, absolutely, it is.
Just 4 years ago, back in 2022, achieving that 7% return required a terrifying 96% allocation to return-seeking assets.
Which is practically the entire pie chart.
Almost the whole thing. But today, because core fixed income return assumptions have rebounded to 4.75%,
Up from what, 1.75% in 2022?
right, because of that rebound, over a third of your portfolio can safely sit in fixed income again.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it shows just how dynamic your job is navigating today's inflation, tariffs, and geopolitical strife.
It's constantly shifting beneath your feet.
Yeah, institutional investors must constantly evaluate if their current portfolio complexity is truly appropriate for their specific circumstances. A strategy that worked 30 years ago or even 4 years ago just might not fit the risks we face right now.
So, what does this all mean? Ultimately, it tells us that while investing is far more complex than the 90s, fixed income is finally pulling its weight again compared to 2022. Thank you for joining this edition of the podcast.
And I'll leave you with this final thought. If the required allocation to return-seeking assets could plummet from 96% down to 63% in a mere 4 years, how rapidly might the landscape shift next? And more importantly, is your institutional portfolio agile enough to survive the next sudden swing in the markets?